Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce good power.
She's strong. Of your favorite song. What you can achieve. When you really believe. The force behind every other man. She'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes. Never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to us from. I welcome you, and as our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I welcome you to our sixth season of Walking in Power, where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. And oh my goodness, that song gets me going, it gets me going. You may purchase it on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Now, our very, very special guest today is author McCoy. Listen and let someone know she's on the air as she shares with the audience a transparent testimony in where she is today and how she got there. We would love to have you share your business, product, project, and or ministry on Walking in Power Radio. Please email walkinginpower1@women-of-power.org. That's walkinginpower1@women-of-power.org for affordable marketing opportunities. Now a word from our sponsors, and you'll also be hearing a little bit from Billy Anderson Jr. on Walking in Power. Let someone know Walking in Power is on the air.
Mobi Flyers, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Mobi Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but transports your ministry, business, and events into the future. A Mobi Flyer is fun to interact and engage your consumers and numerous potential clients. It's not a mobile website, it's not an app, it's a mobile interactive flyer. For more information, visit mobiflyers.mobi.
BT Elite Consulting Group, a medical billing and denial management company, providing elite services to your practice.
Are you a healthcare provider? Are you starting a new practice? Do you need to clean up your old A&R? Or do you want to be reimbursed sooner? Or is your current billing terrible? Take the next step towards a permanent solution. Use our billing services today. Some of our services include pre-verification of insurance, 24 to 48 hour claim billing, and consistent revenue flow. Call now, 404-913-2152, or visit our website at www.btelite.com.
Now a little of Here I Am to Worship, a Billy Bradley Jr. And we'll be hearing more from him at the end of our program. I tell you, I'm excited. McCartney Green, writer, speaker, and life transformation coach. She's the creator of Unshakable Joy, Seven Keys to a Happy Life, and to Becoming a Manifesting Magnet, an easy-to-implement formula to help people find true joy in their lives and achieve their heart's desires. She's a mother of seven, grandmother of 13, an ordained minister, and author of 11 books. McCartney's personal mission is to first teach others that it is indeed possible to have a deep, unshakable joy that does not depend on outside circumstances and then to show them the real steps to take to accomplish just that. McCartney's formula has helped people to release sadness, hopelessness, depression, mend relationships, overcome traumas, and make people wake up in the morning with a smile on their faces, joy in their hearts, and raring to go. She believes in miracles, in joy, and the power of love. Welcome with me, our very special guest, McCartney Green. Hello, McCartney.
Hello, Dr. BJ. So nice to be here.
We're so excited to have you. We've been really looking forward to this time of fellowship.
And I have too. I've really been looking forward to it. And I have to tell you, that music in the beginning of your show, that really got me going too. I love it.
Yeah, it gets you going. That's Antonio Lawrence. Wonderful, wonderful. But I want to get right into it. I've got only a few minutes, and I want to know. I understand you teach people how to have joy in their lives, but you yourself have gone through some pretty rough times, McCartney.
Yeah, I have. At one point, it seemed that my whole life was just falling apart. I had been blessed to have 7 wonderful children, and they were my joy, but we were absolutely destitute. My husband had lost his job, and I was working 3 part-time jobs trying to keep a roof over our heads and food on the table, and that stress was almost unbearable. And then you add to that, my marriage of 20 years was crumbling, and I knew it was coming to an end, and I felt so confused and unloved and alone. And then, one horrible evening, I was sexually assaulted in a Wendy's parking lot. And one of the worst things about that was I felt guilty because I didn't fight like I thought I always would if anyone ever tried to hurt me. I froze, and so I was full of this pain and shame and guilt, and I convinced myself that my children and the world would be better off without me, and I tried to stop the pain by ending my life. So luckily I failed, but you can see that, yeah, I was truly at the bottom of the barrel.
Wow. You know, we hear about miracles all the time, but you are a miracle. Many people, you know, don't believe in miracles, but at that time in your life, something miraculous happened to you. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, I would agree. Here's what happened. I awoke one morning to find a man standing at the foot of my bed, and I saw him as clear as day. He seemed to be solid flesh, but I remember blinking my eyes several times to make sure I really was awake and I really was seeing what I was seeing. And the thing is I wasn't even afraid. I actually felt very calm. It was like I had a knowing that this was some kind of divine visitor, and I knew he would do me no harm. There was such kindness and patience and love emanating from him. I knew he was a heavenly messenger. And the fact that I realized this at all was a miracle in itself, because at that time in my life, I was so down that I was to the point of being like an atheist or agnostic. But still, I could not, and I still cannot deny what I saw that morning. And that divine messenger, he counseled me, and he advised me, and one of the things he told me to do was to write. And I said, rather irreverently, I said, write? Write what? Because at that point in my life, I'd never written anything. And he said, write your story, write love, begin immediately. Yeah. And I did. And he set me on a path that led me to where I am today. And when he finished speaking to me, it was like the light around him sort of gathered into him, like he was imploding or something. And it gathered until he just simply disappeared.
Wow. That divine visitation is something that when it happens, you know that it's happened. There's nobody that can give you a doubt in your mind that it's happened.
That's right. I can't deny it. I never could deny it.
Now, that happened, McCartney, back in 1994. And you wrote a series of fiction novels, Dandelions Never Die. But your latest book is the first nonfiction. Why did you decide to write nonfiction?
Well, let me say first that I absolutely loved writing that fiction series because I based it on real traumas at real people. I knew had faced, including myself. And it was so much fun to have them overcome and find their power and become joyful, successful people. And I based the main hero in that series on, his name was Eric Kino. I based him on the heavenly messenger who had visited me. And I received rave reviews, but like I was never a bestseller. So mostly because I wasn't very good at marketing and nobody knew about my books. But the nonfiction came 22 years later. You see, I never told anyone about my heavenly visitor because, well, I was a coward. I was afraid that people would think I was some kind of crazy person. But then a reader contacted me on Facebook, actually, and asked me if I was ever going to write anything else about the Kinos. And I meditated on that. And finally, after 22 years, my heavenly messenger spoke to me again. And this time I recorded the date. It was July 31st, 2015. And I felt that it was time, I felt led, really, that it was time to tell the world that there really is a lot more going behind the scenes than we can experience with our five senses. And it was he who suggested I write a nonfiction book, but to do it in story form, like a memoir, and have it be allegory. And he said to me, because Jesus taught in parables, and that's the best way for people to learn.
Wow. And which is true, because it's relatable. It's relatable to everyone's particular situation. And I love parables, and I do agree with you. So for the title of your program begins with Unshakable Joy, Seven Keys to a Happy Life. McCartney, what is Unshakable Joy?
Unshakable joy. I call it actually joy for no reason. And that is not joy because you landed a sweet new job, and not joy because your boyfriend just proposed, and not joy because you just lost 50 pounds or because your team won a game, or even joy because you won the lottery, but joy for no reason. Because true joy cannot depend on outside circumstances. If it did, we would be at the whim of whatever life brings our way. True joy is unshakable, and true joy makes us wake up in the morning with that smile on our face, joy in our heart, tons of energy, and raring to get started on our day. And anyone, no matter what their situation, no matter what trauma they've been through, they can find unshakable joy if they practice the seven keys, which are super easy and take only a few seconds a day.
Wow. Thank you. Question. We hear so often about, and it's a scripture, of course, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we hear that, and a lot of times we use it so lavishly that it seems to become a cliche instead of an actual principle, knowing that it shall happen. What do you say to those people that's been waiting for joy for no reason? Because I really love your explanation. But what do you say to those people that's been waiting morning after morning for unshakable joy?
Well, unshakable joy, you can't just wait for it. And I know this makes people mad when I say this, but you have to choose to be happy.
Yes.
And if you choose it, that doesn't mean that just suddenly you're going to be happy. But if you choose that you're going to be happy, then you would follow the seven keys or whatever other formula you might have for happiness, and you might do what it takes to become happy. And some people don't want to be happy. They like being the victim, or they like feeling miserable or have something to complain about. And they don't realize that they can change that by just making the choice. I am going to be happy, and I'm going to do what it takes to be happy.
Wow. Well, Courtney, I love that answer. And I know you weren't in our service on Sunday, but I ministered a message entitled The Character of Our Choices. And that's basically what the Lord had me to teach on Sunday, on last week, about the choices that we have to choose to be happy and choose to have joy. That was excellent, McCartney. Excellent. Now, I understand there are seven keys you like to teach to have this unshakable joy. Now, I know we don't have time for all of them, but if you were to pick, let's say the two, which you think are the most important or would give the most impact, share a couple of those with us.
I would love to. And by the way, even though we don't have time for the seven keys, if your listeners will email me at mccartneygreen@gmail.com, I will send them a free gift of all seven keys and their explanations. I would love to do that. But two of my favorite ones, they're seven keys and they're all important because it's kind of like a combination lock. But there's a couple of them that are more important that I think than the other. And one of those is letting go. And you hear that all the time. That too has become a little bit cliche. But if you think about it, we try to hang on to control every single thing in our life. We want to control it. We want to control the outcome of everything in our lives. And then if you think about it, we want to control the outcome of everything in our children's lives, in our parents' lives, in our friends' lives, even in perfect strangers' lives. He shouldn't be doing that and she shouldn't be doing this. We try to control it. And we have to let go of that need to control everything. And if we can let go, really and truly just let go, you know the saying, let go and let God. Let go and stop trying to force everything. That takes away, you'll know when you've accomplished it, because it takes away your stress. It takes away this feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you relax for the first time. And it is a wonderful feeling. That's one of them that's really important.
Let me ask you something before we go on. In that letting go, do you think our fear of relinquishment, power, or it's so difficult to let go?
Sounds like you're. Did I lose contact? Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I lost contact with you for a minute. I guess there was some interference. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, I was saying that. What is so difficult about the letting go? Because sometimes it feels as though either we're relinquishing something or giving in to something. Why do you believe it's so difficult to let go?
I think we have a need of trying to control everything. One of the things is it's not, because people, I think, compare letting go to giving up, and it's not giving up. That's something different. Because whatever we're trying to accomplish, we need to give it our all. We need to do everything that we can and give every last effort. But then it's like a show. You practice and you rehearse and you do everything you can to make a show on stage perfect, right? But then come showtime, you got to let go. And whatever happens on this stage is going to happen on that stage. And you can't let life, toss you around. And if it doesn't go well, then, it's the end of the world. You have to let go of the outcome. And if you do that, the funny thing is if you stop trying to force everything, that's when things begin to happen. It happens like that for me. If I'm trying to force getting this to happen or that to happen in my life or in my business, and I get frustrated because it doesn't ever seem to work out. And then when I stop and let go and say, okay, if it be thy will, then everything seems to happen perfectly.
Perfect. That's so true, McCartney. What's the other key you'd like to share with us?
To me, this other key that I'd like to share is probably the most important one. And I call it pulling light. And when I say light, I mean, where there is light, there can be no darkness. And when I say light, I'm talking about the light of God, the light of Christ, the light of a divine source, the light of the universe. It doesn't matter what religion you are or what you want to call it, but we're talking about pure white light. And when I say pulling light, you've probably heard of people meditating and they do a light meditation and they bring light through their body. And that's wonderful. But my key was given to me that people don't take the time to do that. And we need light in this world. And we need light to help save this world. And so if I see it like an ice bucket challenge. You know how you have a whoosh of water and ice comes over your body? But right, this is like a light bucket challenge. And the light comes swooshing through your body in 2 seconds. You just imagine the light coming from God, Source, Jesus, and it goes through your body completely in a big, huge whoosh. And you can even have fun with it. You know, sometimes I say, I call upon the light of God. And sometimes I say, power shield activated, and whatever you want to do. But I have this light come whooshing through my body like an ice bucket challenge. And I can, it, you know, when I first used to do it, it didn't feel like I was doing anything. But then God reminded me that what you think is, your thoughts have power. That's your power. And so I saw that light coming through my body, and after a few weeks of doing it, every time I thought about it, I would do it. I started to feel, I actually felt physically this light coming through my body. It would make my little finger stand out like I was being electrocuted. It was an amazing feeling. And then I realized I could use this light to change the situation. At one point, I was in a dangerous situation, and this man was coming forward and toward me, and it was a very dangerous situation on a very lonely road, I'll say. And I pulled light through my body, and I put light around the whole situation, and the man just turned, got back in his truck, and drove away. And I knew then that this is powerful. Everybody can use this.
Yes. The power is the light. He is the light, and when we bring it into our lives, I'll tell you, great things can happen. Great, amazing things can happen. But, Courtney, how do you teach your people about this?
Well, I teach about joy, well, through speaking, through doing radio shows, beautiful radio shows like this one, or through speaking at conferences and at workshops. And I actually sometimes take on a few clients. On my website, I offer a free strategy session to help people get started on being happy. So you can actually go to my website, which is mccartneygreen.com, and there's a tab there called Let's Talk, and you can schedule time with me, and I will help people to get started in whatever problems they're having, to get started past those and feel joy in their lives. And also, my workshops are really good lessons for employers to help their employees, or for teachers to help their students. You know, the people who are joyful, they make the best leaders, the best teachers, the best employers. And so that's why I also try to get a hold of those people, because they're the ones who are directing other people.
That's excellent. What an excellent tool that is, to be able to not only speak to individuals, but to get groups together. And I think it seems to me that would open a great avenue of conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, let's pretend like you were a student in school. And if your teacher comes in, you know, oh, it's another day. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Open your history books. And then picture a teacher who was filled with this light and filled with joy. And they walk in, and there's like a light about them, and there's a smile on their face, and you feel it. You're going to learn so much more from that teacher. You know, it's going to open up it's a connection, you know, between their light and the teacher's light. So it's just a beautiful thing. And having joy, it opens. How many people have you talked to at a grocery store line because you're feeling your light and they're feeling their light, and you just strike up a conversation, and you just feel like you want to hug a perfect stranger, and you want to hug them.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, Courtney, oh, wow, this has been absolutely amazing. If you had one statement to say to someone today that you feel would be impactful in their life to help them bring joy, what would you say to that person?
I would tell them that we are not alone, and I know this of a surety, and it's not because I'm special. It's because I think they had to come down and knock me upside the head. It's because I was hard to learn. But we are not alone, and there's so much more going on in this world that's beyond the five senses. And if you could only understand that and know that you actually can choose to have absolute joy in your life, and when you have this joy, the delicious side effect of that is everything you've ever wanted, your heart's desires, everything you've worked for will just start coming to you, because joy is a magnet for manifesting your desires. And so don't feel alone. And having joy is possible. And overcoming the, whatever trauma you faced, it is possible. And I would love to help anybody who needs help with that.
Wonderful. McCartney, give them your contact information again.
Okay. Well, to get that free gift, just go to McCartneyGreen@gmail.com and put free gift or walking in power in the subject line, and I'll know who you are, and I will get you the free gift of the 7 keys to unshakable joy. And then please visit my website at McCartneyGreen.com. And if you'd like to work with me, it's free. I will do a free session with you. Just click on Let's Talk, and you can schedule time to talk to me, and I would be happy, happy to help you with any problems that you're having.
Wow. McCartney, it's been absolutely wonderful, amazing to have you stop by Walking in Power. I'm so in awe, and I know that our audience has been truly, truly blessed, impacted, and fulfilled by all that you've shared with us too.
Thank you so much, Dr. BJ. It has been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Well, wonderful. Well, listeners, it's been another week on Walking in Power Radio, where we have powerful interviews with powerful people. We're closing out the week with McCartney Green. She has been absolutely amazing. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this particular broadcast, please visit women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon. That's women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon to hear the on-demand episode of this broadcast.
You have been listening to award-winning Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, remember, wherever you go and whatever you do, always walk in power.